Anyway, you know what's fun for you, I would think? There's a part in the movie where because Juliette Binoche's character is so famous, she's always being swarmed by the paparazzi. So your character, as her handler, assistant, the person who's helping her get from place to place, you really get to sort of go off on the paparazzi in this way, which I think must be like a nice, you letting steam off a little bit through your character.
Through this mouthpiece of a different character that is not me, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I know, it feels good. Also, because I would be a great assistant to an actress. I'm like, I already have that protective thing because obviously I like know it. And you know, Juliet obviously needs that type of protection anyway, so I really did feel like, hey, I've got you no matter what, dog. And like, I feel like nobody else really could have done that as well as me.
Yeah, no, I was watching the film and like, man, she's good at this.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
really good
no,
at this.
I almost want to be her assistant sometimes. I like miss the movie.
Okay, well, we have a clip here from Clouds of Sils Maria, and you could probably set this up better than I could. I think this is after Juliette Binoche's, the character she's playing, her mentor has passed away, and you and she's brought you, her assistant, to the house that he lived in.
Yeah.
And you guys are just sort of trying to, there's a lot going on in the movie. It's hard for me to sum it up. I thought it was really beautiful.
It's so complex and deep and heady and intelligent. Everyone go see it.
Yeah.